Here are your latest Manchester United headlines. I'm Tom Hill. We'll start with the news of the disappointment from the Europa League final. David De Gea fell at the end of a marathon penalty shootout as Villarreal dashed Manchester United's hopes of Europa League glory in Gdansk. A disappointing contest lacking in quality and producing only three shots on target across 120 minutes. But drama arrived with the spot kicks. All 20 outfield players converted their penalties in the longest shootout in final of any UEFA competition. And in a tense finish, Geronimo really blasted home his effort and then denied David De Gea, who was crestfallen at the end. It gave Villarreal a first major trophy in their history and saw former Arsenal boss Unai Emery lift the Europa League for an unprecedented fourth time. On the anniversary of both Sir Matt Busby's birth and the epic Champions League final in 1999, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer was unable to get his team to a final with a trophy. There would be no new 26 May landmark as United completed a fourth year without silverware. When asked about the prospect of moving on next season, Solskjaer told BT Sport, "We need to get better and it's as simple as. We've done really well this season coming through. The start was difficult. We had no pre-season and lost three of the first six. We pushed in the league, maybe got closer at the top than we thought when we got to a final, but you need to win the finals to make it a good season." He was speaking of parts of BT Sport punditry team did Paul Scholes. He was questioned whether United's players hurt enough after a defeat, but Solskjaer stood up for his players. Sir Alex Ferguson was at the final. He went over and put his arm around David De Gea, waiting for him to try and console the goalkeeper. He was, of course, crestfallen that he'd let his team down. A number of his teammates rushed to his aid to try and give him the confidence boost. Alex Ferguson walked him down the tunnel as well. And Solskjaer explained the decision not to turn to Manchester United subs. He insists that, of course, going forward, he has no regrets. He felt the players out there were match winners in their own right, and he didn't need to turn to the bench for any extra assistance. That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.